If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I should move because New York. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon, pinch hitting today. You may know who I am because you may have heard my Sunday night show here on 97.1 FM Talk. If not, you can follow me on all the socials, Heidi Harris Show. And my podcast is up on the Odyssey app because I work for Odyssey. So check that out, Heidi Harris Show. Happy to be here. Happy to be reunited with Ethan, who used to be my producer when I did the Sunday night show. And good times being here. And of course, if you want to follow Mark Reardon, which is more important, Mark Reardon, KFTK on X. And also 97.1 FM Talk on X at 97.1 FM Talk. I did find something amazing out the other day that I did not know. Somebody told me that you can, I did not realize this, I guess, you can actually block a certain word on X. Did you guys know that? You can actually you can mute a certain word. So if you don't want to hear anything in your feed or see anything in your feed about a certain trial that starts with a D, you don't have to see one thing about it on X. It's fabulous.
That's interesting. I didn't know that that was a thing. Did you, Sue?
I did not.
That's kind of interesting.
It's fabulous. So I have blocked out the guy with the name starting with D in his trial because I don't care. And I've also blocked out Joe Biden because I don't want to hear one more person talk about Joe Biden's mental state. We know he was a nut. Why are we still talking about it? Why? I don't know. I feel like, I know Ethan loves the movie Jeepers Creepers. I feel like Jeepers Creepers, you're back in the car up to run over the creature again and again and again. He's gone. Let's forget about him. Let's move on. All right. I'd like to, but people still talk about it. Joining us now on the Mark Reardon Show is Charles Lipson, Professor Emeritus at the University of Chicago, author, and you can find his columns at charleslipson.com. He's got a new book out for students and their free speech rights, which a lot of them, either they don't really respect free speech or they didn't realize they even had these rights. Glad to have you, sir. How are you?
And I'm glad to be here. I was going to talk only about Joe Biden, and I can't believe you've just cut all that off, you know?
I don't believe that. I don't believe you were going to do that. I don't believe that first. Can you tell me, please, can you explain to me why we keep talking about this guy as if any revelation about his, and look at me, I'm talking about him, as if any revelation about his mental state is news? I mean, why are we wasting time on this?
I think that there are three reasons. One is that it really helps Republicans to keep it in the forefront, which is easier because there's no real leader of the Democratic Party. So
that is
he's.
True.
But I think the other reason is that the idea that the president was mentally incapacitated or at least sharply diminished is not only one of the largest scandals in American political history, it's one of the largest scandals in journalism's history. These people knew it. And looking at Jake Tapper now write a book, he was shocked to find gambling going on, as they said in the movie Casablanca. I mean, people did know it, but, I mean, today, the governor of Michigan, who was one of the campaign leaders, was asked, did you know? Oh, I was busy working on other things. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. We're speaking with Charles Lipson, Professor Emeritus at the University of Chicago. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. I do see your point when it comes to that. Speaking of, you mentioned it, Democrat leadership. I mean, there is none. Who's the leader of the Democratic Party? Is it AOC? I mean, don't tell me that, please.
Well, Republicans would like it to be AOC because she is this year's George McGovern. I mean, you know, she'll win two states. She could be very well displace Chuck Schumer as the senator from New York. But the real problem here is that the parties out of power often have to regroup. And so there's a big battle in their party. It's worth noting that the Republicans have fundamentally changed what the base of that party is. Donald Yes. Trump has transformed that party. If you people from Missouri will know what I mean when I talk about a Harry Truman Democrat, all of those Harry Truman Democrats are Republicans now.
Right. That's true. They have lost the people. When I was a little kid, my parents were more left-leaning. I didn't know much about politics then, of course, and they would tell me that the Republicans were for the rich guy and the Democrats were for the working people, and that has completely gone out the window, and Donald Trump has taken that away from them. So now it's become the party of the elites and the laptop class, basically.
That's true, and the elites favoring really large amounts of transfer payments to the poor. So with essentially no restrictions or qualifications. So if you were to ask a Democrat, what is it? What about the term undeserving poor? Or what about Bill Clinton's policies to urge people who were receiving welfare and were able-bodied to apply for a job or get into a rigorous educational program to prepare for a job, they would just say this is cruel and unusual punishment. So it seems to me that the parties have changed quite dramatically. I would also say that it's not just the wealthy. It's really higher educated professionals. So if you were to go to a big law firm, one of the big corporate firms in New York or something, they're almost all Democrats now. And if you were to go to the wealthy suburbs of Chicago, or I don't know if it's true in St. Louis, but it would certainly be true around New York and San Francisco and all the rest, these wealthy suburbs are now elect Democratic representatives.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, it's interesting. We're speaking with Charles Lipson. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon. That is a good point. Also, you know, when you think about the Democrats, the biggest problem they have, as you were saying, they're trying to regroup and figure out what to do. They don't even acknowledge what actually happened, why they actually lost. Many of them don't seem to get it. And often when they lose at the ballot box or anything else, or maybe it's an initiative or a presidential election, whatever, they'll say, oh, we weren't getting the message out. A lot of times they'll say that. No, you got the message out. We heard you loud and clear. We've rejected it.
Yeah, the dogs weren't eating the dog food. You know, that's about what it is. After every football game, and your listeners are going to know this, the coaches sit down and watch the game films, and they try to figure out what they did wrong, because that's the only way they can begin to prepare for next week. They need to start watching films of the next opponent that they're going to face. But the first thing they have to find out is, you know, what about the defensive line? How did it perform? How did the defensive backs handle certain plays? And so forth. Every losing party has to do that. And my sense right now is that that's the Republicans have done it in the past. The Democrats are trying to do it now, and they look like they're headed down the wrong path. That is, they look as if all the energy is on the side of the extreme left progressives, as they are called, and those people are essentially Democratic socialists, with a strong emphasis on the word socialism and less emphasis on the word democratic. And it, the problem with that is not only that it leads to slow growth, which leads them to demand more and more high taxes and transfer payments, but it also leads them to more and more regulations, because it's not. This, the Democrats are the party of Washington. And this is a country that really would like to get back to a party of state and local governments having a lot more power.
That's absolutely true. We're speaking with Charles Lipson, University of Chicago. His new book is Free Speech 101, A Guide for Students, which is available at Amazon. You know, speaking of them trying to reevaluate or maybe look at the game films or whatever, the problem is nobody wants to take the blame. And they're all running for the exits, and now they're coming out, all these Democrats who are trying to get other jobs. They want to get on some other campaign or something and try to, you know, save what's left of their careers. So that's why they're all denying. Well, I didn't know plausible deniability. That's a big part of it, too. And that doesn't help the party, because apparently nobody knew, nobody was responsible.
Well, that's exactly right. They're not going to get jobs as lobbyists, because right. Who are they going to lobby? The problem is that these elections boil down to a number of swing states, right? The seven big swing states, and Trump won them all. Now, that doesn't mean that, but it's also the case that the Republicans, though they won millions more in the popular vote for Congress, only have a very slim majority in Congress. That's why they're forced to accept a high write-off for state and local taxes. Republicans don't want to do that, but the problem is there are Republicans in New York State that fear they won't be reelected if they don't get that concession, because it's a high tax state. But the question I've been wondering about, and I know people in Missouri wonder about this as well, why is everybody moving away from the high tax, high regulation states like Illinois and Massachusetts and California? How can you mess up California and moving to states like Missouri and Arkansas and Tennessee and Florida and Texas, states that are clearly putting premium gasoline in the tank and going full bore?
Right, but the problem is those people move, and this is coming from a chick from Nevada, okay? California has destroyed a lot of Nevada. I have friends who are from Maine, and they say right. Massachusetts has destroyed. The Massachusetts people fleeing that cat box have run to Maine and caused all kinds of problems in Maine. And there was a story that came out, I'm sure you read about it or covered it, where they've had all these firefighters moving from places like California, okay? They have these huge pensions. Right. Take it away from them. I'm just saying this is California policy. They have these huge pensions, six figures. They move to Idaho, where it's cheaper to live. Yeah. And then they run for office. And then they want to give their friends in Idaho the same kind of pensions they have from California. You see what I mean?
Absolutely. It is a serious problem. And you can see it in North Carolina. You can see people move out of states like New Jersey and then vote for the same policies that made New Jersey such a problematic state for business and tax revenues. So I completely agree. By the way, on these pensions for California firefighters and so forth, I don't begrudge people honestly earned pensions, but the way that they calculated pensions in a number of these states is you got a pension based on your last year's work. And so these people work 24 hours a day, and everybody who was in the same firehouse work less hours so that the guy who was about to retire could not get $100,000 a year in salary, but $250,000 or $300,000 and earn a pension based on that. So that's a problem. And of course, when they move into other states, they not only vote that way, they bid up the price of housing. That's a big problem in a lot of cities, but it's a, in a way, it's a good problem in Nashville and Austin and so forth. These are hot cities because they believe in economic liberation of companies and small businesses, and they're growing.
Yeah, but it's tough to beat back the people who move there. Like my friends who live in Maine say that these Massachusetts folks move up there and they complain there's not this service and that service and everything else. Well, that's right. That's why it's cheaper to live here, you dorks. I mean,
strong letter to follow, eh, Heidi?
I mean, I clean that up for the air, okay, Charles? I clean that up for the air. Anyway, yeah, but it's frustrating, and it's happening all over the country. The good states who are trying to do it right just keep getting infiltrated by the people who, you know, they ought to put up that gate like they had in Blazing Saddles. You know, when the people try to move to the new city, put up that gate and say, do you know why you left California or New Jersey or Massachusetts? If you know, then you're not allowed to come here and vote the same way. You're not allowed to do that.
Well, I absolutely agree. The good news is that there are a lot of young people moving to these states, and we're seeing that the young people are voting much more conservatively than older generations. It's a very striking fact, really. Nobody expected this sort of Gen Z voting pro-Republican. And, of course, the Democrats didn't expect Hispanics to move so much to the right. It's still a split vote, but they thought, oh, gee, fling open the borders. These people, the people who are here legally, who are Hispanic, are going to love that. And, of course, they hate it. It's brought crime and drugs and a lot of other problems to their community.
That's absolutely true. That is absolutely true. And maybe these young people are voting conservatively because they understand their future is at stake. I mean, it is.
Absolutely. And they don't expect a lot of government programs to be there when they retire because they know that those programs have been, they've been kicking the can down the road for funding them. Social Security is a good example, but it's a third rail of politics. If we had started increasing the retirement age by about 1 month every year or so and done it 12 years ago, we would be in much better shape, but we haven't.
Yeah, nobody wants to touch it because seniors vote. That's what it comes down to. Charles Lipson, what a great conversation. Nice to meet you. Nice to talk with you.
Pleasure to talk with you. And I'm glad that you moved away from Las Vegas and into the glorious city of St. Louis.
Well, thanks for I appreciate it. His latest book, Free Speech 101, A Guide for Students. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.